Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Millions of Americans are going to see some fierce weather in the next few hours. The National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard says parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Tennessee are going to ice over. The Weather Service calling this a very dangerous ice event.
Any roads that aren't treated are going to get icy. Overpasses in particular are vulnerable to icing over really quick. So travel will be likely impacted. Once you start getting up over, you know, a quarter, half inch of ice, that's when you start seeing potential tree and power line issues.
Meaning power could get knocked out in some areas. Tomorrow, Tyre Nichols' family will hold his funeral service in Memphis. The AP's Norman Hall with the latest now on the investigation into his death.
The circle of punishment has widened in the fatal beating of a motorist by Memphis police officers. Memphis police officials say two more officers have been relieved of duty for their roles in the arrest, beating, and death of Tyre Nichols. Five fired officers already face murder indictments. A sixth officer, Preston Hiphill, is heard on the video saying he stunned Nichols and that he hoped officers would stop him as well. Nichols and the five officers are black. Hiphill is white. No details were given about the seventh officer. Meanwhile, fire department officials announced the firing of two emergency medical technicians and a lieutenant. The department says the three failed to adequately assess Nichols' condition.
Watch for prosecutors to file involuntary manslaughter charges today in the shooting of a cinematographer by actor Alec Baldwin. You'll remember this happened during a rehearsal on the set of the Western movie Rust in 2021. The Santa Fe DA outlined manslaughter charges recently in connection with the shooting against Baldwin and film set weapons supervisor Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. The number of dead in the bombing of a mosque in Pakistan is now approaching 100. This is AP News. The actor Cindy Williams has died. You may remember her as Shirley on the beloved sitcom Laverne and Shirley. She was 75 and died in Los Angeles last Wednesday after a brief illness, says her family. The AP's Margie Zarletta has a look back.
One, two, three, four.
Cindy Williams and Penny Marshall had been a writing team when they were cast by Marshall's brother Gary Marshall for an episode of Happy Days. Their characters were such a hit, they were spun off as their own show. Laverne and Shirley ran from 1976 to 1983.
Come on, Kurt, we can't be spending half the night chasing girls down for you.
Williams also starred in the 1973 film American Graffiti, playing Ron Howard's high school sweetheart, and in the 1974 Francis Ford Coppola film The Conversation. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Her two children call her their kind and hilarious mother. They say knowing and loving her has been their joy and privilege. They say she was one of a kind. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Donald Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen in 2018 pleaded guilty to violating federal campaign finance law by paying porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 and then being reimbursed by Donald Trump to buy her silence before the 2016 election. Cohen also said $150,000 was given to former Playboy model Karen McDougal. Trump has denied both affairs. Now multiple news outlets citing unnamed sources say Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is investigating the payouts. The Trump Organization calls Bragg's investigation reprehensible and vindictive, accusing him of trying to undermine Trump's 2024 presidential campaign. I'm Jackie Quinn.
State sex abuse charges against R. Kelly are being dropped in Illinois. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox said in a news conference carried by WLS-TV that Kelly already is serving a 30-year prison sentence in a federal case in New York and was convicted on federal charges in Illinois.
Sentencing has not yet been rendered in that case. However, Mr. Kelly faces a minimum of 10 to 90 years in prison in the Illinois federal court.
Lanita Carter, who says she was sexually assaulted by R. Kelly in February 2003, says she's extremely disappointed with the news. She says she's spent nearly 20 years hoping her abuser would be brought to justice. I'm Donna Water.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. Turns out San Francisco 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy suffered a serious elbow injury when he went down in the NFC Championship game versus Philadelphia this past Sunday. Purdy suffered a torn ulnar collateral ligament, but could return in time for training camp. Didn't take long for former Dallas offensive coordinator Kellen Moore to find a job. He's taken over the same position with the LA Chargers. In the NBA, Brooklyn rallied late for a win over the Lakers, 121-104. Here's Tom Merriam.
Brooklyn led by just a point early in the fourth quarter, then outscored LA 36-20 the rest of the way. Kyrie Irving led the Nets with 26 points, while Patty Mills and Cam Thomas each scored 21 off the bench.
It was Portland beating Atlanta 129-125. Orlando rallied from a 21-point first quarter deficit and won at Philadelphia 119-109. It was Golden State 128-120 over Oklahoma City. Washington won in San Antonio for the first time since 1999, 127-106. Luka Doncic, the latest to hit for a big number, he poured in 53 as Dallas won over Detroit 111-105. Bob Stevens reports.
Mavs trailed by 11 midway through the third, stepped up their defense the rest of the way, holding Detroit to 21 points in the decisive fourth quarter. Doncic led the way with his fifth career 50-point game.
Sacramento won in overtime in Minnesota, 118-111. One NHL game, Winnipeg topped St. Louis 4-2. A trade in the NHL, Vancouver trades its captain Bo Horvat to the New York Islanders. Top 25 college basketball, a couple of great games in the state of Texas. Bruce Morton reports.
Number 10, Texas had just enough to get by 11th-ranked Baylor 76-71. With the win, UT is alone atop the Big 12 at 7-2. Down 74-71, Keontae Jones missed a three-point try with 23 seconds to go, and the Horns hung on.
Texas Tech overcame a 23-point second-half deficit to knock off 13th-ranked Iowa State in overtime, 80-77. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is in Baltimore to highlight what's being done with his infrastructure plan. Work will begin on a tunnel that was operating when Ulysses S. Grant was president.
The Frederick Douglass Tunnel will be all electric, and we will continue to invest in rail to make it easier for people to use its potential to take thousands of vehicles off the highways, including the interstate, and save millions of barrels of oil, reducing pollution.
Once completed roughly a decade from now, this new tunnel is expected to have two tubes with up to four tracks total and allow trains to travel more than 100 miles per hour. Former Twitter employees are expected to testify next week before the House Oversight Committee about the social media platform's handling of reporting on President Biden's son, Hunter. Committee Chair James Comer says Hunter Biden's laptop refutes the president's denials.
The FBI was implying to Twitter, and even Zuckerberg said this too, he implied this in an interview, the FBI was implying to them that that laptop was Russian disinformation. It's not. And what's concerning is the FBI had the laptop. Why were they doing that? That was during the Trump administration.
The White House has sought to discredit the Republican probes into Hunter Biden, calling them divorced from reality political stunts. A 6th Memphis Police Department officer has been disciplined for his involvement in the brutal beating and arrest of Tyree Nichols. 5 black officers have been fired and indicted on charges including second-degree murder and kidnapping in the death of Nichols, who was also black. The 6th officer is white. A Detroit-area doctor was sentenced to nearly 17 years in prison in order to pay $30 million for leading a scheme to bill Medicare and private insurers for unnecessary painkiller injections and write prescriptions for millions of opioids. Ukraine says Russian shelling has killed at least 5 civilians. This is AP News. Hockey Hall of Famer Bobby Hull has died.
He was known as the Golden Jet, a 2-time NHL MVP and 3-time scoring champion who helped the Chicago Blackhawks win the 1961 Stanley Cup. Hull played for Chicago for 15 seasons before signing hockey's first $1 million contract with Winnipeg in 1972. His son Brett Hull said in a 2001 interview that his dad taught him that hockey was about more than money.
It doesn't matter about salary or anything else. If you're not going to be happy where you are, then you're not going to be successful. And the only thing that ever made him happy was winning.
I'm Mike Hempen.
Bobby Hull also faced legal and family issues in his personal life. He was convicted of assaulting a police officer who intervened in a dispute with his then-wife in 1986. His second wife accused Hull of abuse during an interview with ESPN. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Singer-songwriter Barrett Strong has died at the age of 81, according to the Motown Museum. Details were not given. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at his life. The best things in life are free. Motown's first hit was Barrett Strong's single, Money. In later years, Strong had to fight to gain his share of money from writing that. Don't you know that? Strong was a self-taught piano player who formed a songwriting team with Norman Whitfield. Their songs include I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Just My Imagination, and War. Strong made a handful of solo albums. He was voted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2004. TV journalists T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach are leaving ABC after their romance was made public last year. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. ABC News says after several productive conversations with T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach about different options, all parties involved agreed it's best that they move on. Holmes and Robach were anchors with Good Morning America. They were placed on temporary hiatus after photos surfaced in November of them holding hands. They were married to other people at the time but had separated. ABC says it recognizes their talent and thanks them for their contributions.
The U.S. Population Center is now on track to dip to the South this decade for the first time in the nation's history. Last year, the South outgrew other regions by well over a million people. Based on population estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau, births outpaced deaths, and there were higher numbers of domestic and international migration. Experts aren't sure if the dramatic pull to the South is a short-term change because of the COVID-19 pandemic or a long-term trend fueled by a mix of housing affordability, lower taxes, and the swell of baby boomers retiring to warmer climates. Among the 10 U.S. states that saw the highest growth last year, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, and Georgia, while the Northeast and Midwest lost residents. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There's a silent frustration brewing over the ever-presence of tipping. Expectations over when, where, and how to tip have shifted recently. Some fed-up consumers are even posting social media rants complaining about gratuity requests. Etiquette expert Thomas Farley, aka Mr. Manners, says more businesses are adopting digital payment methods, and it's prompting consumers to leave a tip at places they normally wouldn't.
Suddenly we're seeing the opportunities to tip everywhere, with very deliberate amounts being told us as to what the expectation might be. They're popping up online as well for online orders, and I fear there really is no end. At what point do we jump the shark on tipping in too many places that consumers say enough is enough?
The new tipping culture is somewhat confusing. Experts say digital requests can produce social pressure, and they're more difficult to bypass than, say, a tip jar on the store counter. Some consumers say they're tired of being asked to leave a tip for a muffin or a simple cup of coffee at their neighborhood bakery. Freelance producer Nakia Eccles says the pressure to tip is getting out of hand.
I definitely feel awkward, or I almost feel pressured, like, wait, is this a thing? Like, am I a bad person because I don't want to tip? Because, you know, they can see that you're not tipping. So it's like, wait, has this become the norm now? It's very awkward. It's like almost very uncomfortable. It almost feels like pressure.
Dylan Schenker earns about $400 a month in tips. The money supplements his $15 an hour job as a barista in Philadelphia. He says he often feels demoralized when people don't leave behind anything extra, especially if they're regulars.
It's about kind of like contributing to making sure that the people who are doing this, performing that service for you, are getting paid what they're owed. Once owners start paying workers better, the prices will probably go up. Are you going to complain about it then? It's probably going to be the exact same, if not more, than what you were paying while tipping.
Digital payment methods have been around for several years, but Mr. Manner says there's a simple solution to getting past feeling pressured to tip.
One of the easiest workarounds to this problem, and it may be annoying to some consumers, but if you pay in cash, cold hard cash, you are not being faced with a screen and you don't have to worry about being guilted into tipping any amount above and beyond what you would want to.
I'm Hallelujah Hedero, the Associated Press.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, Pope Francis says homosexuality is a sin, but not a crime. Protests against Quran desecrations erupt across the Middle East, and a group of young Jewish rescuers are remembered on Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Aquellos que tienen actitudes antinaturales, o sea, buscan decirlo de manera escondida.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Pope Francis criticized laws that criminalize homosexuality as unjust.
El Creo que es injusto acá la audiencia.
Francis acknowledged that Catholic bishops in some parts of the world still support laws that criminalize homosexuality or discriminate against the LGBTQ community.
También el obispo tiene un proceso de conversión.
He said bishops in particular need to undergo a process of change, recognizing the dignity of everyone. Although the Pope's comments call for an end to criminalizing homosexuality, the Vatican still considers the act of homosexuality a sin. Protests were held Friday in several predominantly Muslim countries to denounce the recent desecration of Islam's holy book, the Quran, by far-right activists in Sweden and the Netherlands. In Tehran, scores of worshippers burned the Swedish flag and chanted slogans after Friday prayers. Earlier this month, a far-right activist staged a protest outside the Turkish embassy in Stockholm, where he burned the Quran. Days later, the leader of a far-right movement in the Netherlands tore pages out of a Quran near the Dutch parliament. The moves angered millions of Muslims around the world and triggered the protests. On Holocaust Remembrance Day, the underground Zionist youth movement is remembered for helping Jewish refugees during World War II. Members in their 90s, like Sarah Epstein, recalled supplying refugees with food cards and forged documents. She was among a group of Jewish youth leaders in Hungary that jumped into action just before Nazi Germany invaded in March 1944. She says the actions of Jewish youth leaders who saved tens of thousands from the gas chambers should be remembered. I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.